come on and pray with me just because he's listening. Lord, our Father, we thank you that you are listening, God. Thank you that you hear even our faintest cry. You keep your eyes on us when we come in and when we go out. You're watching. You have assigned angels to watch us as personal protection. You feed us when we're hungry. Matter of fact, Lord, you don't even let us get hungry. You clothe us. You shelter us. The question has been asked ages past, who wouldn't serve a God like that? And so now, Lord, we've come again Sunday morning, now into the afternoon. It's church time. Come to worship. And part of our worship is listening to you. And so, God, we declare as Samuel, speak, Lord. Your servants have assembled themselves. Your servants are gathered. And now, Lord, we would hear what you are saying to the church. Speak to us, Father. Children eagerly in need of instruction. And all of our gaining, all of our gathering, all of our collecting, we need wisdom. We need instruction. So God, again, open our eyes and our ears and make our hearts fertile ground. Rain on us wisdom, intellect, knowledge. Make us a comprehensive people so that when we speak, we will speak as oracles of God. The world will know our witness is true, for we have been with you. And help me, Lord, the preacher. I try to help them that I don't lose my way myself. Give me what they need. I'm not selfish in this hour. They might hear you. Strengthen me, I pray, and what we have shared privately now, Lord, we go public for a greater glory. Touch the sick among us. Touch the needy. Lord, give us this day in the name of Jesus. And then again, God, we have to ask that you forgive us of our sins. Simply stated, Lord, have mercy. In the name of Jesus. And the redeemed of the Lord said, amen. 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 And amen. Amen. Come on, let's thank our ushers for serving today. Thank you, ushers. God bless you. Our young men, Sister Brogan, our young ladies, thank you. And now let's give God some praise as we're rising up together for what great things the Lord has done. Take just about 10 seconds to think of something great the Lord has done. Give him that praise you forgot to give him when he did it. Give him that praise for what you know he's getting ready to do. Give him that praise just because he is who he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Grab your Bibles. We're going to move along today. God bless you. Psalm 63. Psalm 63. In your Bible, the Old Testament, fire up your tablets, your little smartphones, and get your old school Bible. If you don't have one, there's one there in the pew. It's available to you. New Living Translation is what I have today, and pray God you'll follow along with whatever version you pull up on your device. There is an app for that. You're welcome to bring your electronic devices and use them for the furtherance of the gospel. Amen. Amen. Psalm 63, we lift up just a few verses and we will share together what the Lord has given. New Living Translation, beginning at verse 1, Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. I earnestly search for you. My soul thirsts for you. My whole body longs for you in this parched and weary land where there is no water. I have seen you in your sanctuary and gazed upon your power and glory. Your unfailing love is better to me than life itself. How I praise you. I will honor you as long as I live, lifting up my hands to you in prayer. You satisfy me more than the richest of foods. I will praise you with songs of joy. I lie awake thinking of you, meditating on you through the night. I think how much you have helped me. I sing for joy in the shadow of your protecting wings. I follow close behind you. Your strong right hand holds me securely. Those plotting to destroy me will come to ruin. They will go down into the depths of the earth. They will die by the sword and become the food of jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who trust in him will praise him, while liars will be silenced. God bless you, the hearing, receiving, and rejoicing of God's word. Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. And the people of God said, amen. God bless you today. I want to lift up again in your hearing where he says to the Lord, I have seen you in your sanctuary and gazed upon your power and glory. Do me a favor and tell your neighbor, the pastor is going to preach. Look for him again. Amen. Look for him again. I want to help you understand something that I believe is going to bless you in the furtherance of your journey, furtherance of your walk with Christ. And I just believe that if there is one thing I can say to you in the beginning of this preaching time that's going to really be beneficial for the rest of your life, it is this. That whatever your circumstances, whatever your situation, whatever predicament you find yourself in, your worship of God must be suitable for all of that.
Come on, Pastor.
Okay, some of y'all didn't get it. True worship, your worship, how you worship God. David is in a fix. He's in a bad way right now. But he knows that how he loves God, how he feels about God. If you read through those verses, just 11 verses, you can see, you can hear, you can sense. In fact, while we were reading, some of you got your oohing and ahhing going because you heard what David was saying. How he talks to God is not as a stranger. He talks to God and talks about God because he knows him. Look at your neighbor and ask him, do you know him? David knows that if there is one thing that he can depend on when everything else fails, it's worship.
Yes, sir.
When you say, I will bless the Lord at all times, you better know that all times ain't going to be in your favor. You said out of your mouth in the kingdom, heard you, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. When you in the doctor's office, you better remember that. When your relationship goes bad, when boo-boo leave you, you better remember that. But when the layoffs come and your name on the list, you better remember that. When cancer comes and arthritic hips set in and you can't do like you used to do, you better remember you said, I will bless the Lord. That's why sometimes, Sister Anderson, when I hear people in the old church, you said a lot. I used to kind of cringe when I hear, and I do cringe now when I hear people say, y'all pray much my strength in the Lord. No, you need to be praying for your own strength. There are some things you can't leave to other people to do for you. And that's one of the things I see in David, Donna. He knows he's in a bad situation, but he knows how to talk to God for himself. Amen. Grandma was right when she said, just a little talk. You ain't got to hold God's ear all day long. You ain't got to tie up the line in heaven. You just need to get it out there, but you got to know who you're talking to before you can talk to him. And David helps us understand that if there's one thing that I got in my life that is suitable for every situation, every stress, and every struggle, it is that my worship is true. Some folk don't have true worship. Don't look around at nobody, but some folk play God. Some folk play church. Like they play dominoes and bid whist and such. You know, when you're at the top of the table in the bid whist game, you ever notice that the folk who've been holding down the table got a different attitude than the folk who trying to get to the table? Come on now. Folk who've been holding down the table, man, they get louder. They be slamming the cards on the table. You know, got that. That's ours. Get them, partner. Oh, y'all don't play bid whist. Yeah, you know, when you got the table, you talk trash. You leave the book out there for a while and say, oh, is that ours again? Partner, get that. I've been reaching so much, my shoulder starting to hurt. That rotator cuff is acting up on me. When you got the top, and that's how Christians ought to be. Christians ought to be like them bad folk at the bid whist table, talking all that trash and standing up, going way back here, talking, this from Alabama. Boom. You know, all that old kind of stuff. Taking a card and slamming it up on your head. Talking about, is that an ace? Oh, deuce is still wild? That's how Christians ought to be, because we know we got this. Amen. We know, but here it is. Wait, before you shout. The trick to being able to hold down the table is you got to have a partner that know the game. And that's why David knew that no matter how bad things got, he had a partner that knew the game.
Come on, Pastor.
My hope is built on nothing less than y'all ain't talking to me. Sometimes you got to realize that what you don't have in your hand, your partner will pick up the slack.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And so it is. So it is. David said, I know who I'm related to. I know him. I know how he plays. Even though I am out here in a bad situation, God, I will worship him.
Yeah.
David understands. The second thing is to understand, Sister Amanda, is you got to have a discipline in difficulties. Come on, talk, preacher. I said you got to have a discipline in difficulties. Have you ever been around people, Anthony, just fall apart when stuff get hard, you know? People talk all that trash when everything's smooth, and then when a little something happens, they just fall apart like wet paper. They just fold up and go to cussing and acting crazy. And you look at them and say, what's wrong with you? You look and say, calm down. Take a chill pill. Relax. You got to have discipline. Why? Because everything ain't going to go your way.
Come on now.
Okay, some of y'all looking at your shoes now. I'm talking to you. Everything ain't going to go your way. There are times when the people closest to you going to turn on you for no good reason. Can I preach here? David is still the king, still got power and authority, but he is stuck in the wilderness in Judah. You say, well, what is he doing out there? His son has turned on him. His closest advisor has allied with his son. David is no longer living in the palace. The guy who used to live in the palace and lived off the finest amenities is now living off the yield of the desert.
Come on now.
And you know the desert ain't like the palace. In the palace, you got prime rib and filet mignon. You got all that kind of stuff. But in the desert, you got pine cones and you fighting the squirrels for nuts. In the desert, you don't get to drink Perrier and Pellegrino. You got to drink out of swamp. In the desert. In the desert, you know, Jeff, sometimes been to the desert on a horse with no name. Felt good to be out of the rain. Y'all ain't talking to me. Because in the desert, you can't remember your name.
Well,
y'all ain't talking to me. But David is not in the palace.
Come on, Pastor.
And some of y'all done got used to good living.
Well,
some of y'all, as long as everything going your way, you just loving everything. Everything just fine. But when trouble comes,
yeah.
Who are you going to be then? Come on, talk to me. David, his son has turned on him. His closest advisor has turned on him.
Yeah.
And David had to leave for his life.
Come on now.
Any of y'all ever been on the run?
Well. Got quiet, Pastor.
Ain't no police in here. Talk to me. We're not going to do a background check. But David, I'm coming. David Harmony is in trouble. And let me offer you a little insight here. When you under desert conditions, don't forget that your deliverer can.
Yeah.
Y'all missed that. But when you under desert conditions, don't ever forget that your deliverer can.
Yeah.
In fact, what you need to understand is no matter the circumstance or situation, God is still God. Oh, okay, I thought I'd get more shout right there. I said, no matter what happens to you, God is still God. God is still able. When you're under certain conditions and certain stresses and certain circumstances, it doesn't matter what men do. It doesn't matter how many times they knock on your door, ring your phone. Doesn't matter how many times they threaten you. Doesn't matter how many times they serve you. Doesn't matter how many times they postpone or reschedule. God is still God. Okay, maybe you didn't shout right there, but let me give you one more to shout out. And because he's still God, he's still in control. Amen. I'm telling you now, some of y'all have been so fretful and running around so much, you didn't hear God say, I got this. You were so busy pacing the floor and so busy planning what you're going to do to get even and all that kind of stuff. You didn't hear God say, I got this. But David heard him say that, because when David said, I have learned and I trust God that when my enemies have encamped round about me, the Lord will still make a way somehow. When they have thrown their arrows and their darts and their lies, the Lord is my shield and my buckler. In fact, David said, I ain't been in a fight in so long because my God said, hold your peace and I will fight your battles. Look at your name and say, put your dukes down and let God handle that. There are some things that when you walk in, you got to walk out so God can take over.
Yes.
David said, I'm in a bad way here. But you got to remember, beloved of God, that the Lord is a very present help.
Yes.
Watch what the scriptures say. Here it is, Harmony. In the times of trouble. You know what God is saying? Darren, I'll tell you what God is saying. Ooh, you in trouble. Jesus backs it up by saying, in this life, you're going to have trouble. Look at your name and say, good afternoon, trouble.
Good afternoon, trouble.
Amen. Look at the one behind you and say, how you doing back there? Because in this life, watch this now, in this life, oftentimes, it's the people closest to you that's going to get you first.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm. It was his son. Yes. He loved that boy. That boy was Absalom, meant something to his daddy.
Yes, sir.
That's how he got it. Because he was close to it. And in this life, when you have trouble, you got to learn who's got this. Some of y'all done cut your hair. You done took your nails off. You don't get the French manicure no more. You ain't been by there to see Sue Lee in a while, and she's wondering what happened to you. You ain't gone down there and get that extra virgin hair back yet and all that. Listen, honey, keep on living.
Yeah.
The lifestyle of the rich and famous.
Well,
because you are one of the king's kids.
Yeah.
You ain't got no business walking around here without your stuff being tight. You ain't got no business. Come on and talk back to me. You ain't got no business. You don't look good in sackcloth and ashes, and you sure don't look good in orange. I don't care what they say about oranges, the new nothing. I ain't wearing orange. Say amen, somebody. But you got to realize that he is a very present help.
Yes, he is.
Here it is, Harmony. God said, I'll never leave you, and I won't forsake you. God said, I'm with you. So, Scott, don't pass out. I know that was not with, it was which. I'm with you. But that's how God talked too. Because he speaks in a language we understand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Am I right about it? He's not a God that he cannot sympathize with us.
Amen.
And so it is, David helps us understand. And here it is, his second thing, third thing really. Third thing to understand is that difficulties should breed desire, not disconnection.
Pastor.
It's right there in the text. David said, even though I'm in trouble, I long to be with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying when you get in trouble, there ain't no time to stay home.
Yeah.
When you get in trouble, ain't no time not to go to work.
Come on now.
Go on down there. They there. Listen, people done read the paper. They done seen it on the news. They done heard it. And I'm telling you now that your friends are the kind of friends, Deacon Walker, that all they ain't heard, they just make it up theyself. So difficulty should not breed disconnection. It should breed desire.
Right.
You should want to sing louder when you're in trouble.
Sure.
You should want to usher two doors when you're in trouble.
Yes.
You should want to preach three services when you're in trouble.
Yes.
Y'all ain't talking back to me. You should want to pray all day when you're in trouble.
Well.
Because David understood that if you look ever to Jesus, he will carry you through.
Yes, he will.
Long for him. Can't wait to see him. Amen. You got to understand, beloved God, that some of y'all got difficulties and you took disconnect. And Lord, I ain't going. I can't sing right now. I'm going through. Well, them seven dwarfs and Snow White told you, you just got to whistle while you work.
Come on, Pastor.
While you working your way through your storm, just go on and whistle your little tune, sing your little, and make folk wonder how in the world did she keep her praise in that situation. Let their testimony be about you when they say, Lord, all that woman went through, and look at her jumping up and down and,
yes,
and throwing up her hands. Her hat done came off, her wig sideways. She's still praising God, leading her little song, preaching her little sermon, praying her little prayer, and all of the trouble she in. Husband done left her. Both her sons in jail. Daughter-in-law crazy. Kids ain't got no sense. Foreclosure, repossession, and look at her jumping up and down. She don't have a heel. They took them back, but she got her flats on. Y'all ain't talking to me. David said, I trust God that no matter what's happening to me, he still got my back. He still gonna help me. He said, I thought about how much you helped me, and it made me sing. It didn't make me pout. I didn't protest. I praised my way through it. Look at your neighbor and say, I know you heard about me, but I praised my way through it. I know they lied on me, but I praised my way through it. I know they got it mixed up. They got it twisted, but I praised my way through it.
Yes, sir.
I did a little dance. Shook my little honey. I throwed my hands up. I got down with it. I dropped it like it was hot, but my praise got me through.
Yes, sir.
I blessed him.
Yes, sir.
Yep, they fired me, but I blessed him.
Yes, sir.
Yep, I stole them people's stuff, but I blessed him.
Yes,
yep, my wife, my kid, yep, the dog bit me, but I blessed him. David said, I thought about you.
Uh-huh.
I didn't forget God.
Well,
in the fury of foolishness, I did not take my eyes off God.
Yes,
I'm about to finish. Here it is. He said, listen, you got to realize that whenever you are under conflict,
come on now,
you don't want to be a chump.
Well,
you want to be a champion.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amen. Here it is, Wanda. One thing I love about David, I'm about done. David was a straight shooter.
Yes, he was.
Because he never missed God.
That's right.
Every time he aimed at God, he hit him.
Come on now.
Y'all ain't talking to me. Look at your neighbor and say, hit me with your best shot.
Hit me with your best
shot. Yeah, whenever you in trouble, You got to be a straight shooter. Some of y'all couldn't hit the broadside of a barn with a bazooka. But David, every time he aimed for God, Anthony, he got it.
Yes, sir.
Every time he called God, the operator put him straight through. David had a relationship with God, so much so that no matter what happened to him, he did not waver in his worship. He still sit on the first pew to the right every Sunday. Even though he's in the wilderness, he had church. Every time you're in a situation, the first thing is not to call your mama, not to call your lawyer, not to call your best friend, but you need to call on the name. Woo, y'all ain't talking to me. You got to be a straight shooter. You got to aim for the heart of God. And when you call him up, woo, he'll hear you. David was a straight shooter. He said, listen, I realized that when I aim for him, I can hit him. Let me ask you a question quickly. I'm going along about my business now, but when was the last time you shot one toward God?
Woo!
And hit him. Because some of us, I've heard some of y'all complain, I prayed about it, ain't nothing happened. No. God hears every one of my prayers and answers everyone. He may not say, Anthony, what I want him to say, but he says something. And Isaiah was right. Isaiah said, they that wait on the Lord. See, some of y'all impatient. Some of y'all impatient. Look at the neighbor and say, just take your time, honey.
Take your time.
Yeah. Good soup don't come out of can.
Come on now. Come on now.
Good soup, you got to cut up your own carrots.
Yes, sir.
Cut your own taters. And you got to go down the store and get some of that stew and beef. And see, good soup, you got to make your own broth. You got to put your finger in it, Mom Paul. Good soup don't come out of can. I don't care what progressos say. Anybody that knows anything knows that when you slow cook it, you hooked it up.
On,
am I right about it? And everybody know that the second time around is the best time.
Yes,
that first run is a setup, but overnight when things have marinated and situated and congregulated and said, so when you get up in the morning, you know that this is hot and popping. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
Look at your name and say, just crack-a-lack-a like that. Yes, sir. Here it is. Here it is. You got to understand that there are certain ingredients to being a worshiper.
Yeah.
And so when you look for him again, why? Well, here's why you look for him again, because the writer helps us understand that in a solitary place, sometimes you can lose sight of what you're seeking.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can help you. Those of you who being honest with me today, I'm about finished. If you go home tonight when it gets dark, turn all the lights out, it's not the same way of navigating in your own house when it's dark. Most of us, when we get up, first thing we do, especially in the dark, is turn the light on so we can see. But when you're in the dark, it's difficult to operate as you do with the light. And one thing David helps us understand is that when I'm in darkness, the first thing I'm going to do is seek the light. Okay, y'all missed the setup. You got to before you move, you got to get the light on. And even though you're still in the same place it once was dark, once the light show up, everything changed.
That's right.
Walk in the light, the beautiful light, Jesus the light. Y'all got to learn how to turn the light on.
Come on, Pastor.
You out there in the desert. You're unemployed. You're sick in your body. Things are not going well. That's all right. That's all right. But turn the light on.
Yeah.
Get some light on the situation and look for him again. Because one of the things the devil tried to do is draw us away from God. Amen. That's why when Job was in trouble, the devil tried to tell God, you just take your hands off of him. Let me take Job out behind the woodshed and watch what happens. And God said, you know, you do anything you want to do, but I ain't leaving Job.
Amen.
You can talk to him any kind of way you want, but I ain't leaving Job. You can take the house, you can take the children, take the cows, but I ain't leaving Job. And let me help you understand, beloved God, you mean just as much to God as Job does. Some of y'all didn't get that. Some of y'all think you're trying to get out there and fend for yourself and you're trying to hook and crook off. No. No matter what happens to you, God ain't leaving you.
Right.
Oh, you know you're a bad rascal. You know, I'm a rascal. I'm in the rascal club. You don't always do right. You don't always do what you ought to do. You go places you ain't got no business. Don't y'all look at me like that. We talking among union. You got a union card. You in. You don't always do the right thing. You don't always keep yourself pure and holy and righteous. Everything in your closet ain't white. You got some black outfits. You got some Chuck Norris in you. Come on, talk to me. You ain't always like the Lone Ranger. You ain't always coming to the rescue. Sometimes you're the source of the trouble. You the one start. Come on, look at me like that now. You started some stuff before. You done stirred up some stuff. Y'all ain't talking to me. You brought yeast to a situation that could have calmed down. All of us have. In fact, this is what the Bible said. All have come short. Look at him and say, he got you now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He talking to you. He ain't talking to me no more. He talking to you. He talking to you. All that rascal stuff. No, I don't do none of that kind of. I have gone and sinned no more, but you don't sin no less either. And the fact of the matter is, all of us have been contemptible people. All of us have been desperados. All of us have been the gringo. Come on, talk back to me. But David said, one thing I do know is God won't leave me. No matter who I am, no matter what I do, God won't leave me.
No, he won't.
Amen. Look at the name. I know you thought I shouldn't be in the choir. I know you think I shouldn't be preaching. I know you don't think I'm worthy of being an usher. I know you think my husband should leave me. I know you think I don't have no right to these beautiful children. But you ain't my judge. You ain't my jury. God ain't going to leave me. That's why I'm still here. Because in him I live, move, and have my being. Look at somebody and tell me, I ain't perfect, but he won't leave me. Yeah, and so here it is. David said, you got to look for it. You got to be a straight shooter. And so it is. Just three things, Sandra. We can go. First of all, when you start looking for God, you got to have a certain intensity.
Well,
it's right in the text. He said, I earnestly search for you. Let me see if I can get some help here, Addison. How many of you really know what it means to search for him with intensity? Okay, that's about what I thought was going to happen. See how everybody started looking around then? Because the reality is, you need this model of industry. You got to search for him. Now, see, Darlene, we got some smart folks saying, well, you just said he won't leave me. And you said he's the very present. Yeah. But David said, I'm searching for you. Sometimes things are not as they seem. Sometimes things are right in front of you, but you can't see it. And so in order to lend some validity to what you're about, you look for it. How many times have you been looking for something and kept saying to yourself, I know it's in here? How many times have you said, I know I put it right there, but you look for it, don't you? You don't sit there and go, well, it'll come to me if it's meant for me. And see, some of y'all talk about God like that. You say things like, well, if the Lord meant it for me, it'll. No, don't look for it. Search for it. Get down and dirty. Get intensified about it. And when you get intense, you will realize that nothing can distract you, no matter how difficult it is. Oh, come on and talk to me. There are some things that I have been searching for a long time, but I'm still focused in my efforts. God doesn't have to do everything quick, fast, and in a hurry, but I'm not going to stop looking for it. I trust God that as I'm searching for him, he's searching for me. David said, I earnestly look for you. Three things, and we can go, James. Here it is. First of all, understand that if you're going to look for him with intensity, you've got to be familiar in your pursuit. It's right there in the text. He said, why am I familiar? Because you, my God. It's right there in the text. He said, I'm certain you are my God. You got to be familiar. You got to know who you're looking for. Anybody ever been lost? I'm about finished. Anybody ever been lost? Two, three of y'all?
Come on,
4 or 5 of y'all?
Yes, sir.
Anybody ever lost anybody? Anybody lost anybody? I ain't saying left people. I ain't saying intended. I'm saying you ever lost a child. You ever been in the store or something or Disney World, King Dominion, something like that, and you haven't had to have, drive you, oh God, does something to you, don't it? So you go to that Code Adam thing, the Code Adam. You know, you go down there and you tell them, you know, you first of all, when you first lose people, Myra, you look for them. And anybody willing to testify with me that the longer you look, the madder you get.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. See how Mom Poe looked right there? That's what I'm talking about. Because you, when you first look for him, you turn and say, what, Junior? And then after a while, you start thinking about all the things you're going to do to Poe Jr. Oh, you're going to, you know, think like, I'm going to skin him alive. I'm going to beat the brakes off of him. I'm going to make him wish you. You're saying all that stuff, but here's what you keep saying. Watch this. Here's what you keep saying. When I find him. Y'all miss y'all shout. You know you mad and you got some stuff on your mind, but you keep telling yourself, when I find it. When I find that gal, ooh, she gonna rue the day, you know, all that kind of stuff. But you keep telling yourself, when I find it. Now here's the other key. In your familiar pursuit, you know who you looking for. See, you walking around. Everybody else at King Dominion still having fun, still buying them $12 pork chops and that big old turkey leg and all that kind of stuff. But you looking around for somebody that's lost. You know, everybody else, don't nobody else know what you're doing. You walking by people and someone wondering why you walking by, won't speak and all that kind of stuff. But you know that you looking for somebody. And you ain't looking for any child. You looking for a child. You are familiar in your pursuit. And then maybe somebody say, you all right? Say, I'm looking for my... And what's the next thing they say? What he look like? Some of y'all miss your shout right there. I don't ever have a problem pursuing God because I know what he looked like. I know what he looked like. I know his modus operandi. I'm familiar in my pursuit, as was David, because he said, you are my God. Second thing, I'm about there. Second thing is, he is fixated. So Scott, look at me throw that big word in there. He's fixated on his purpose. David said, I'm earnestly looking for you. I'm not worried about Absalom. I'm not worried about that foolishness. I'm not concerned that I'm in a desert. I'm not worried about what I might lose. I just got to find you. Let me help some of y'all right along through there. Some of y'all got to learn how to forget about the material thing and put your energy on the spiritual thing. Some of y'all run around here worrying about the car being gone or the house being repossessed. No. What you need to do is be fixated on your purpose, and that is that I got to talk to Jesus. I got to find the Lord. I got to tell him all about my struggles. I got to have my little talk with Jesus. I got to conference with my King, because all of this stuff don't mean nothing. He gave it to me once. He can give it to me again. He can take it away if he wants to, but I need to be fixated on my purpose, and that is that I want to be with the Lord. I want to sit down with him and talk to him. I want to hear his voice cascade upon my situation. David said, because the way you love me is better than life itself. Look at your name and tell him, you weren't born with all that stuff. You got to understand that when you fixate on your purpose, it is that I am looking for my Jesus. Grandma and him used to sing a song that said, I'm searching for my Jesus way out on the hill. And you got to understand, some of y'all are too lazy to get up off your sofa and look for Jesus, but you better go looking for him. You're going to need him before you need more money. You're going to need him before you need a job promotion. You're going to need him before you need to go on vacation. But you got to be fixated on your purpose. I came to talk to him. I came to bless him. Come here, widow woman of Zarephath. She reminds us. She said, listen, I got to go see the man of God. Her husband said, baby, it ain't that time of the year. He'll be along shortly. She said, listen, you just sit on down, Wilbur. I'm going to get that mule, and I got to go see the man of God. And the man of God notices her coming across yonder field, tells his assistant. He said, go meet her. Something going on. And when the assistant gets to him, she said, you better get out of my way. I didn't come to talk to you. Some of y'all need to understand, you got some stuff in your life you need to tell to get out of your way. You got some people you need to tell to get out of your way. You need to go and see the man of God. And if you want to see him, you got to be fixed on your purpose. You got to be familiar with your purpose. You got to be able to go after him and let nothing deny you. That's why Paul said, what shall separate us from the love that is in Christ Jesus? Not distress, not peril, not setback. Nothing shall ever come between me and my God, because I know who he is. I know where I saw him, and I know what he can do. Look at your name and say, neighbor. Can't nobody. I thought y'all would fill that in by yourself. thought y'all knew that one already. I thought y'all been to Sunday school once or twice. Can we run that by one more time? Look at your name and say, neighbor, can't nobody. Okay, some of y'all still didn't get that. I thought y'all knew the gospel a little bit. I thought y'all sang some songs in church one time. Can we run that by one more time? Look at your neighbor. Maybe look at another neighbor. That other neighbor don't know nothing about no church. Look at that other neighbor and say, neighbor, can't nobody. I feel a little churchy right along through there. Look at another neighbor and say, neighbor, I tried him. And he's, yeah, there you go. There you go. I like y'all now. Here it is. I'm done. Here it is. We got to go. We got 5 minutes. He said, listen, you got to be familiar in your pursuit. You got to be fixated on your purpose. But here it is. Here it is. I like this, Jasmine. You got to be focused on the prize. Yeah, it's right there in the check. David said, it's you. See, some of y'all thought the prize was going to be that promotion or prize. No. The prize is him. He said, Lord, it's you. It's your power and your glory. Can I help you right along here? If there's anything you need in this life, it is to be a part of the power and the glory. Yeah. Somebody ought to say, ooh, right there. Ooh. Yeah. Power. David said, Lord, I sing for you. I praise you. I honor you. I search for you. I follow you. I've seen you. Y'all ain't talking to me. He said, I come to the conclusion that is all about you. Here it is. Paul going to take us home now. Paul says, you got to learn how to press toward the mark of the high calling. But in the King James Version that Grandma then read for us, he calls him the prize. He said, you got to go for the prize. Y'all ain't talking to me. Let me see if I can help some of y'all right along here. How many of y'all remember Cracker Jack? No, I'm talking about old school Cracker Jack. I tried some of that new, the box too small. Ain't enough stuff in there. But the old school Cracker Jack, maybe because my hands were smaller, the box seemed bigger. But in the old school Cracker Jack, y'all know what the real deal was. I grew up down south, me and Laura, we know at Cracker Jack, they used to come in a little six pack. They were stuck together, hermetically sealed together. Six little boxes of Cracker Jack on the shelf. At the Winn-Dixie store. And Mama would do all she could, Deacon Walker, to keep us off the Cracker Jack aisle. We ain't stupid. Mama taking us over there to Neckbone Village and Ham Hock, you know, community and all that, over there with lima beans and if I could have cussed when I was 12, I'd have cussed back then. But take me over there with lima beans and kidney beans and asparagus and rutabagas and all that. Nobody want to be over there. You know where the chips and dips at. You know over there where the Lay's potato chips is. When you turn down Kid Alley, when you see Cracker Jack, that block, that little sailor be up there with you. Over here. Get to the Cracker Jack. So you get the Cracker Jack. And you know how many whoopings I got because I opened the Cracker Jack in the store. That's a major crime. In any district, you know, you don't open nothing till I pay for it. Well, you gonna pay for it, ain't you? That's what I want to say, but I didn't. And so the Cracker Jack thing, Paul says that you gotta reach for the heavenly prize. Watch this now. Here it is. His shot right here, Wanda. For which God, watch this. Oh, I like this. Try to keep your feet down, Leroy. 14 time now. He said, how many here it is? He said, we got to press for the heavenly prize. For which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Okay, you missed it. So David, let's put David and Paul in the same boat swag.
Yes, sir.
David is saying, Lord, I'm looking for you earnestly.
Right.
Sound like Paul.
Yeah.
David is saying, I know who I'm looking for.
Right.
Sound like Paul.
Uh-huh.
David is saying, my prize is you. Sound like Paul. So Paul is saying, David, I know you. You've been through some things, but you never wavered in your worship. You kept on looking for the King. And I would to tell you now that if you're going to look for him, you got to realize that him is your prize. Your prize is in Christ Jesus, but here it is. He's calling you to come and get it. Oh, come on and talk to me. When I was a child playing in the yard, I knew every day around 4:30, 5 o'clock, didn't have no Timex that could take a lick and keep on ticking. Barely could know how to read the clock, but I did know that when the sun got in a certain atmospheric position, it was almost time to eat my dinner. I was a greedy child. I liked to eat, but I would start hanging closer to the house. And my cousin them said, "Where you going?" I said, I'm heading toward the house. And they said, "Why are you going? Come on, keep playing." I said, "No, because grandma going to be calling us in a few minutes." And they said, "Well, you can hear right here." "No, see, what I learned is if you closer when she calls, you get in on the fresh stuff. If you got to come across the field, you ain't washed your hand yet, wash your face, you got to wait on." No, I would get close to the house so when grandma opened the door, all she had to do is say, "Y'all," and I'm up the stairs. She didn't get the other part out. And so did I. I'd run straight and wash my hands. But here it is. You got to understand that he's calling us. And here it is, two things. The note that when God calls you, it's cause it's for you. And some of y'all need to understand that God is saying to you, "Hey, I got this." You're out there wondering what's happening in your life. You're frustrated. You can't seem to make heads or tails out of something. God said, "Just look for me." God is saying to you, "Listen, I am the Lord your God. I'm the same God that brought them out of the land of Egypt. I'm the same God that turned water into wine. I'm the same God that when your grandma was struggling to make ends meet, I am the binding tie that made everything work out all right. I'm the same God that they said will make a way somehow. And all you got to do is be a straight shooter and call upon my name." Is there anybody in here that knows when you call upon the name of the Lord? Come on, talk to me. Anybody know that when you call upon the name of the Lord, that the Lord will hear and answer your cry? You ought to try this one, because David said, "Listen, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together." But then he says something I really love. He said, "I trust him because the king will be satisfied." Look at your name and say, "Neighbor, the king will rejoice." But notice, wonder where he rejoiced. He said, "I will rejoice in the Lord. I will sing my praise of him. I'll tell everybody how good God has been to me." I just want to know, is there anybody up in here that can testify that the Lord's been good to you? Is there anybody that can just wave your hand and say, "Pastor, he brought me from a mighty long ways, that through it all I've learned how to trust and depend on him. Through it all I've learned how to lean on him, and I wouldn't trade nothing for my journey." Can you tell another neighbor, say, "Neighbor, I'm just looking for somebody that will magnify him with me and help me exalt his name." Is there anybody on my road that can help me lift him up, help me take him just a little bit higher? Is there anybody in here that can tell another somebody that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want? Is there anybody that can tell anybody that your God is all right? I've had some sick days, I've had some bad days, but ain't God all right? I've had my heartaches and I've had my pain, but ain't God all right? I said, ain't God all right? Can you say it? Can you wave your hand? Can you tell your neighbor that through it all, and up the hill and down the hill, yea, though I walk through the valley and the shadow of death, I will fear no evil? Why aren't you scared? Why aren't you running? Why aren't you crying your eyes out? Because God is with me. He's my very present help. He won't leave me. He won't let me down. He'll stay right there. Won't he do it? Can he do it? Didn't he do it? Say yeah. Say yeah. Say ah. Look for it, and you'll find it. Yes, sir. And you never have to be alone. David said, "I'm going to tell everybody, and they'll trust in you, and they'll praise you." I've come to tell you, Sandra, sometimes when I'm standing up here and people don't praise God, I don't take that personal. Because David gave me the answer. David said, only people who trust you can praise you. Y'all didn't hear me. Only people who trust you can praise you. You know why? Because they know God is a fixer. God is a fixer. He did it before. I trust you, Lord. Solomon said, you got to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, you got to trust him. You can't look for him if you don't trust him. You ain't going to find him if you don't trust him. Let me see. We can go home right at 1 o'clock time to go. But let me see if I can make this easy for you. There are some things that you don't really know how much you need them until you need them. See, I'm closing the book right here. That's a good sign. There are some things that are there. You see them all the time, but you don't realize how valuable they are until you need them. And when you need them, you want them to be there, Superman underdog fast. Can I make it easy for you? If you sitting out in your backyard and you look up toward the house and you see the house on fire. Now you done drove by the fire station 511 time, saw them big old pretty red trucks and all that stuff. You don't think nothing of that. You've heard sirens all over the city before. And you said, But now your house on fire. You need that big red truck and that big old you need to hear that. And when you in trouble and you hear that, it changed everything. You know why? Because you know help is on the way. And you ain't never been so thankful that you live right around the corner from the fire station in all your days. But whenever you in trouble, it's not the trouble that becomes your fixation. It's the help that's on the way. I wish y'all could see it. And I'm telling you now that in this life, you're going to have some trouble. But your help is on the way. God knew before you did. And God has been practicing his fire drill maneuvers and his exit strategies, because he knows he got to get there in a hurry. He'll save you. And that's why Jesus tells us, I came for this cause, to save you. Anybody ever needed saving? He said, I came to save you. Let's stand on our feet. We're going. You're going to go through something. You're going to have some situations, but you need to get familiar with him now. You know, the Roman letter, Paul, they say this one. How can they call upon him in whom they do not know? Now, if I was to ask a silly question right along through here, because y'all in a hurry, y'all just want to go. Y'all will say anything right now. But if I ask you, how many of you know him, raise your hand. See how quick your hand went up? So if you're familiar with him, then the next thing I need to ask you is, are you fixated on following him? Are you focused? Are you faithful? Can he depend on you like you say you want to depend on him? You can't say, can't nobody do me like Jesus, and you keep calling up your auntie. You can't keep saying the Lord will make a way, and you done gone to a loan shark. Come on, talk to me. You just got to wait on God, because I know he's coming. That's for me. See, when you know it's coming for you, it's different. All before you heard that, go, But when you know you got a fire, Y'all better get no Anthony back there. Y'all better give him y'all address, then put it in the GPS or something. Put you on the preferred service list. So your number pop up. He said, oh, that's a friend. We got to go. We let's take the fast truck. You know they got a slow truck and a fast truck. Depending on your zip code. You live in the zip code with all the wooden houses. They said, no, ain't no need us, sir. Ain't nothing we can do. But you in the high rent district. You know, fire break out in Boonesboro. They get the good truck. Okay, I'm just kidding. Y'all don't do that, do you? For real? Okay, thank you. They send one of them old ambulances, you know, with bad front tire and all the front end alignment. But if you got that right zip code, they send a Bentley to get you. But you know, you got to know him. And then third thing is you got to understand what the real prize is. The real prize is Christ Jesus. So you get that. No matter what you look for, find him first. But that's a winner. He's a winner. He's a keeper. And so I want to invite you today, if you have not familiar relation with him, you're not fixated on him, and you're not focused on the prize, I need to help you change your way of thinking. Go look for him again. I know you've been frustrated. Life is not going the way you thought it was going to go. And stuff happens, you know. We're easily distracted as a people. See what I mean? Half of y'all looking right over there. Y'all easily distract. It don't take much to get some of y'all off y'all game. But you know what I know? I may not have him in my direct sight, but he's always in my periphery. Sometimes I take my eyes off of God, but I don't take my eyes all the way off of him. See, so I keep him. There he is. And so I want to invite you to come to know him. Get familiar. Make him your personal savior. Make him your Lord. He wants you. Oh, yeah, he wants you. Some of y'all ain't going to never get in certain organizations, but you can get in the body of Christ. He wants you. And so if you're here today, I got to let you go. But if you're here today, look for him again. You've been frustrated. You've had some stuff happen. You stopped going to church. You just lost your fire. But look for him again. David said, earnestly, I search for him. I'm out here in this desert. Don't know where Absalom and Ahithophel coming from. But Lord, I'm going to keep looking for you. I ain't going to look for no army. His army is undeployable, non-deployable. They can't deploy. They're all in disarray. So he said, I ain't got no army right now, but I know what? I can find the general of armies, the battle commander, and he'll fix this thing for me. Let me see one more thing and we can go. How many of you can just wave your hand in testimony that God done fix some stuff for you? Yeah, there we go. Amen. 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 God done fix some stuff for y'all. No? They do it in apostolic church. Yeah, they give. Okay. God done fix some stuff. If you're in this room and you have not a relationship that you're familiar with God, I invite you to come give your life to Christ. Very quickly, if you'll come. If you've already got a relationship, and maybe you just want to renew your intensity. David did three things, and I didn't want to use all of them. But he demonstrates that intensity is necessary. But Sister Scott, this one you'll like. He also demonstrates that being intellectual about God is a benefit. And then Pat, you'll like this one. He also uses his imagination. Because he sees things that are not just yet, but they'll soon be. How many know that God's going to turn that thing around? God's going to turn it around. So understand that you got to be somewhat intense, be an intellectual, but you got to have an imagination. Sometimes I see God doing stuff in GBC that blows my mind. And I run down here and say, oh, not yet. But I still have an imagination that my God is able. How many know that God can do anything? Oh, good. Everybody know. Thank you. Even the babies know that. Yeah, God can do anything. And sometimes I just need an anything blessing. I need God to confound my enemies sometimes. Make my enemies go, now what in the world? Who did that? And I say, God. And it ain't just about how you drive and where you live. It's just about how you love. It's about how you serve. Yeah. So God is able. God bless you today. Getting ready to go. Time for y'all to go. Them 10, 15 minutes went by real quick.
and we'll be on our way. But I want to let you know today that our doors are open for Christian discipleship. That's our responsibility, to actively seek and bring people to Christ. That's why we keep our doors open. Amen. And then secondly, I want you to know that you can be restored. You can be strengthened and made whole again. And then third thing I want to tell you is we're trying to grow our ministry, and it takes people. So we're inviting you. If you're looking for a church home, a place that you can grow with your family, grow with us, and be a better servant, be a better soldier, and a better kingdom subject, we invite you to come and be a part of our family. We want you to come because you're going to make us better. Amen. Certain people, certain folk you get around just make your class level go up. Am I right about it?